The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.
Let's get to our conversation with Miss Benjamin inside the Equilibrium feature today as we talk about mental health awareness in the workplace, supporting employees through EAP services. Welcome and good morning, Miss Benjamin. Are you there?
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me, and good morning to all your listeners this morning.
Thank you so much. So let's start with the very first question. Why is it important for organizations to address mental health in the workplace, and how can employee assistance programs support employee well-being?
Well, first, let me say this. This is Mental Health Awareness Month, and on the workplace is a wonderful place to start, because addressing mental health in the workplace, it helps individuals to feel supported mentally and emotionally. And when employees feel supported, they are more productive and engaged, and they are able to perform their duties effectively. Now, one of the things employers say is that, you know, it's too much money to have EAP services and all of that. But we have to remember that organizations lose money when they do not have systems available. So, for example, if an employee is in a domestic violent relationship, that person may not be able to show up at work and to concentrate efficiently. So these services, it really helps employees manage stress, you know, resolve problems early, and maintain overall well-being.
And what are some of the common workplace challenges, stress, burnout, personal crises that may lead employees to seek support through an EAP?
Well, employees, come to EAP for a number of reasons. And, one of the main reasons is for stress and burnout. Many persons, because we are not just employees, you know, we are husbands, wives, partners, we are parents. So we come to work with various stressors, you know, and once these issues are not resolved, we find it hard to navigate the workspace. In fact, there is miscommunication and conflict with colleagues and supervisors. And because of these personal and workplace challenges, you know, it can really affect the service that an organization provides. So, you know, persons may come with personal issues such as relationship difficulties, grief, financial concerns, parenting stress. And of course, there are mental health challenges like anxiety or depression, which can also affect workplace performance. You know, but once EAP services are provided, it stands as a foundation to support employees through these crises that they would have to experience.
What barriers might prevent employees from accessing EAP services, and how can organizations reduce stigma around seeking help?
Now, some employees, they fear, you know, being judged. You know, they worry about confidentiality. I don't want anybody to know my business. You know, but with an EAP provider, EAP is not HR. So there is certain information that will not be shared with your supervisors, which HR, it's a confidential space for you to navigate your concerns. You know, some people even believe that seeking help may negatively affect their reputation. So if I am the supervisor, if I reach out for help, then how it will look, you know? And others may simply lack awareness about the services available. You know, organizations can reduce the stigma by openly discussing mental health. You know, supervisors should share the services that are available with employees, educating them about the services, emphasizing confidentiality, and encouraging leaders to even model healthy help-seeking behaviors.
And the next question, how can managers or supervisors encourage employees to utilize EAP services while still respecting confidentiality and professional boundaries?
Now, managers can encourage employees to use the EAP service by creating a supportive environment where staff feel comfortable discussing challenges. Now, as a supervisor, it is difficult for you to advocate for mental health services if you are the one perpetuating challenges on the workplace. So as a manager, supervisor, you can encourage employees by showing genuine concern for their challenges. They can also share information about the resources and, again, remind them that the services are confidential. You know, suggesting the program when employees they appear to feel overwhelmed and stressed, you know, because multiple persons are now seeking support because of all the things that are happening in our society. However, managers should also avoid asking personal details. So when employees come to you, it's about letting them know that the service is available, but not prying to get every single detail. You know, and also respecting the employee's privacy and autonomy in deciding whether or not they want to access the service.
And in what ways can promoting mental health support through EAP services contribute to a healthier workplace culture and improved productivity?
Well, first of all, when organizations promote mental health support through EAP, employees feel valued and supported. You know, this could lead to reduced stress, improve morale with the team, so you have stronger teamwork and fewer conflicts that you have to manage. You know, we have seen in research that once there is a strong EAP service, you have a decrease in absenteeism. Persons arrive to work early because they are now supported with their challenges. So employees who receive that support, you know, personal or work-related challenges, they are better able to focus and to make decisions and to also maintain positive relationships at work. So over time, this contributes to a healthier workplace culture and improved overall productivity.
And finally, how can an organization contact Equilibrium to access services?
You can contact us at equilibriumcounselingservices@gmail.com, or you can contact us at 376-3760.
Ms. Benjamin, thank you so much for calling in and linking up with us on Freedom 106.5 FM to bring all that info. And next week will be another topic as well. Have a great day.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Take care.
The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio, Freedom 106.5.